A city's flow is key to its vitality. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Martin Krieger, professor of planning at the University of Southern California, discusses the flowways that go throughout cities and keep the information and people moving.
People migrate to cities and within them for freedom and jobs. Yet, as for agriculture and energy, in cities production and consumption are often well separated. Conversely, many goods such as advanced medical care need to be centralized. Cities depend on flows of goods, energy, people, and information, and on a complementary flow of financial resources to develop those flowways, such as roads, utility lines, and communication systems. Flowways are provided by public as well as private enterprise. Their costs of construction and maintenance are enormous. In general, the payoff from such flowways is over the very long run, and often there is good reason not to charge directly the full cost for their use. Governments issue bonds, or through tax policy, they may encourage investments in flowways. Private firms raise capital in the form of bank loans, stocks, and bonds. Moreover, many people are willing to pay something now, in fees or in taxes, for the option or chance to use a flowway sometime in the future, even if they have no use for it in the present. If we want people to make investments that pay off in the long run, their assets cannot be taken away arbitrarily. So property rights need to be respected. And estimates of risk that a project would fail and so not pay back its bonds need to be reliable, so that those who make such investments are willing to take a known risk for a higher payoff.
That was Martin Krieger of the University of Southern California. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.